Aquilius was supposed to meet them at the northeast facing of the wall. In his absence, Vidar went in first. 400 cult warriors and a battalion of traitor army, the apostates, followed them through the breach. A rank of Vardaskian troopers met the enemy with a burst of disciplined blast fire. Lesser mortals, the unarmored cult warriors, were pinned by beams and cut down. Vidar weathered the storm like it was rain beating on his chest, shoulders, and back, not Lasfire. Opening his maw, he unleashed his hell scream. Several cultists, unfortunate enough to be in its path, collapsed, ears bleeding. In the Imperial battlements, the effects were much worse. Flesh, blood, and bone became mist. The Laz barrage eased. Vidar's chest heaved. Acid drool burned his lip and chin where he could no longer seal the cleft in his face. Even gifts of the Dark Prince had their limits. Gunnery crews cowering behind sandbagged emplacements lit up. Muzzle flares burned in star flashes from autocannon and rapier mounts. Power armor was formidable protection, but the heavy guns would rip it open. Rip him open. Hunkering behind a half-sundered archway, Vidar returned fire with his carbine. A focused beam of sonic energy burst an emplacement apart. Its crew pitched over the defenses, ears and eyes bleeding. A rush of cultists fell on the injured Vardaskian gunners, cutting with their ritual knives. Ardantes was running, weaving through a fusillade of lasbolts that had lessened because of Vidar's brutal efforts and the counterfire of the apostates. Pistols, rifles, carbines were so imperfect. Ardantes honored Slaanesh with his blade. It kissed flesh, carved it beautifully for the children of the warp to feast. An officer wearing a power fist and a knot of heavy armored men in dark green carapace impeded his advance. Standing in formation, they blocked the summit of the steps that led to the cannons, desperately trying to end Vidar. Dodging his slow punch, Ardantes disemboweled the officer before reversing his thrust and criss-crossing it over two of the bodyguards. A third trooper he speared through the neck, releasing a jet of dark fluid when he withdrew the blade to bisect another. Butcher, claimed the fifth, whacking the churning edge of the chain axe into the soldier's body, tearing up bone like kindling. He barely paused. Ardantes leapt the still falling corpses. So fast, it was as if he moved through a different sphere of time. Death slowed around him, even as his pace increased. More troopers were spilling from alcoves, rallied by a black-jacketed officer with a cap that bore an iron skull icon below the peak. He was shouting, spitting froth and further to get his men to charge.
Can you hear the music?
Ardantes was murdering them, slicing them open in a flawless dance of death. Choreographed perfectly, he slew his way to the spouting officer.
I will make a symphony of your flesh!
The officer spat something back, probably a curse, and Ardantes laughed as he made the cut. Steel arrested his flow, and he looked down as the officer parried his expert thrust. Ardantes frowned. His expression deepened to incredulity when the officer's blade nicked his cheek. His block was instinctive, but still the mortal had somehow cut his flesh.
The flawless do not bleed.
An overhead thrust, faster than it had any right to be, was turned aside as Ardantes gave more attention to his opponent. Other soldiers who tried to wade in were dispatched with barely conscious thought. Butcher strained at the leash, but Ardantes healed him. This was no ordinary enemy. It was a singular creature indeed, and certainly no mere soldier.
Clever!
The exchange of blows became a blur as Ardantes realized what he was fighting. Turning another blow, he fashioned a rib-breaking punch into the creature's chest. It dropped its guard, taking another hit on the shoulder, drawing blood. Ardantes pressed his advantage, aiming a thrust, but the creature flipped back, discarding its blade to land on its palms. Propelled by the forearms, it sprang up and put distance between them. Smiling thinly, Ardantes surged after it. All the while, the skin of the officer, his black-jacketed form, was shedding. Like ash, it flaked from the officer's body in a dark, disintegrating swathe. When it was done, Ardantes faced a lithe female in a tight-fitting body glove. She drew a humming, monomolecular blade from a flesh sheath in her hip. Hidden behind a mask painted to resemble a human skull, Ardantes couldn't see the assassin's face, but he believed it would be angry. Her fighting posture was familiar to him.
I have killed your kind before, many, many years ago. It was another time.
Another life.
She charged. Her attack was perfect, her form exquisite. Ardantes found a simple counter. The assassin's second thrust was better, improvised. Something else was fueling it, an unpredictability that fashioned a beautiful riposte from the flawless.
Worthy indeed. I shall keep your head when this is over and tell it of the meaning of perfection.
Blade to blade, they matched one another for every stroke. A cut across Ardantes' thigh forced a grimace, but his sacrifice allowed a counter that cleaved a gouge in the assassin's side. Her armored body glove took off the killing edge, but she was bleeding badly. Inwardly, Ardantes smiled.
I am a killer of killers.
And so the ballet ends.
She was off balance, hurting. Presaged by a barrage of jabs and feints, Ardantes prepared to deliver the murder stroke. Until a raking beam of sonic energy denied him, striking the battlements and sending his prey sprawling down into oblivion.
No!
Ardantes raced for the edge of the wall to the place where the assassin had pitched over it. She was gone. A hand on Ardantes' shoulder brought the butcher's axe around, teeth screaming. Vidar blocked the path with his forearm, grunting against the impact.
We're leaving.
Ardantes was still reeling from the loss of his kill.
It would have been beautiful, brother.
His eyes narrowed to slits, equally wrathful.
Why did you do that?
Because of them.
Vidar pulled Ardantes' head around. Clad in the hue of old blood, festooned with chains and the totemic fetishes of their patron, a kill host of hellhounds were coming in from the east and gutting the defenders with their chain blades. The warriors from the gunships had obviously made landfall. Ardantes shrugged off his brother's grip.
We can kill them!
Not these!
Vidar gestured to a chrono implant surgically embedded into the forehead of each renegade.
Death clock. I doubt even you could duel a bio-incendiary, brother. Even if you survived, Lefurian would be pulling bone chips from your face for days. And besides, our forces are somewhat spare.
Most of the cultists were dead, and only a few cohorts of apostates remained. Without Aquilius and his men, their attack on the northeast wall had failed.
Honorless whelps.
Vidar gave the order to retreat, leaving a few dozen zealots behind to cover their escape. He turned to Ardantes, a tectonic boom resounding behind him as the first of the hellhounds reached its mortal terminus.
We needed Aquilius.
Ardantes scowled. He had lost his prey, and now this skirmish too.
Where is he?